It's 6 a.m.
It's technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise, you know, just limbering up the chords.
Just ready for some old-timey fun.
Showtime!
Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Once again, we're over here. Hey, it's pretty foggy out there this morning. I would recommend you give yourself a little extra time.
I was actually disoriented this morning when I was driving on Morrissey.
I'm like, again?
Where? Yeah. Wow. There was no landmark. It's just like, am I past UMass? Am I before it?
I know what you mean.
It was crazy. Yeah. I kind of, it freaked me out a little bit.
Did you use your foghorn at all?
I did not. But it was weird.
You should take your sleep mask off before you drive to work.
Listen, it's foggy out there. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so drive carefully. Give yourself a little extra time this morning. It is going to be slow going because of the fog out there. But at least it's not raining. You know, we need the rain. What a shame.
Oh, God. The
oh,
rain.
Man. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Okay, so things we have coming up with the program today. We got the Winning Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in about 12 minutes here. We have the Dirty Laundry update at 7:45 this morning.
Yes, the most influential movie of all time.
Wow.
Mean Girls. No, I'm kidding.
I thought it was Slapshot.
Okay, most influential movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got that coming up for you this morning. Did you see the Times Square proposal?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
This is
a great
story.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, you know, this is like Butterfingers drops the ring and things go from bad to worse.
Oh, really? That's
an amazing story for you here. Today, actually, Hanukkah started at sundown last night and goes until sundown a week from tonight. Let me see the Alaska earthquake.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Crazy.
And, of course, the passing of H.W.
Sad, yep. But, you know, good run, 94.
A great run.
Yeah.
So we'll recap all that, what's going to be happening, and the special ceremonies and all that sort of thing. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Is everybody up for this? You ready to play games this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning
reindeer
Show?
Reindeer games.
Okay, here we go. It's not reindeer games. It's winning Grand in 60 Seconds. Got $1,000 up for grab from Century Bank. We have a player standing by on the line. And this player's name is Elaine Chasson. She's from Franklin, Massachusetts.
I was just in Franklin.
And she's an analyst. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good, thanks.
Good.
What do you analyze? People?
Oh, yeah, people and their opinions.
Okay.
That's horrible.
An analyst.
People and their opinions. Okay. Those are the worst two things.
Everybody's got one.
Okay, so obviously.
I agree.
She undoubtedly has a very analytical mind, so she probably has a lot of knowledge in there, and she'll be filled with useless information.
Yep.
Right, Elaine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you feeling strong this morning?
Yes, I am. Yes.
LBF is going to give you 10 questions within a time frame of 60 seconds. You give them all correct answers, and we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready?
I will break you.
Okay. Remember, Elaine, she's evil. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What holiday do people celebrate on December 25th?
Christmas.
What is the square root of 25?
5.
What was the first car to be mass-produced?
The Ford Model T.
Ariana Grande recently called off her engagement to this guy.
Oh, Pete Davidson.
What is the name of the elf Will Ferrell plays in the movie Elf?
Oh, pass.
Spell hemorrhage.
H-E-M-O-R-R-A-G-E.
Dexy's Midnight Runner had this one-hit wonder.
Come on, Eileen.
Which new kid on the block turned 50 this week?
One of the Wahlbergs.
Which one?
Donnie Wahlberg.
What does the L in HTML stand for?
Language.
Herpes zoster is commonly known as this.
Oh! Okay, well, you finished nine. You had six correct. You missed two. And
you did well.
You did a very good job on that.
Yes, be proud of you.
Okay,
this was
would
tricky.
You please review?
All right, the name of the elf Will Ferrell plays in the movie Elf is Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Hi, Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Hemorrhage. This is the hardest word to spell. Tried to spell it the other day, and I'm like, I got to use this for the quiz.
It's a bad word.
Elaine, I got to apologize to you, Eileen, because this is evil. Okay, spell it.
H-E-M-O-R-R-H-A-G-E. Whoever came up with that spelling is a monster. The new kid on the block who turned 50 this week, I can't even believe it, is Jonathan Knight. And herpes zoster is commonly known as the shingles.
For you, we have a fantastic consolation prize. A family four-pack of passes to get in the spirit of the holiday season with Santa at Sea aboard the luxurious Beauport Cruise Lines in Gloucester. Sing holiday carols, ho, 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 along with the little elves. Maybe Buddy will be there. You can enjoy hot cocoa, cookies, and listen to a reading of the "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," plus visit Santa Claus himself. So enjoy that cruise. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great... Bye.
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 Okay, bye. Okay, listen, if you want to play the game, you got to register first. To qualify, simply log on to WRR.com, fill out the application, we contact you, we give you a call, you get all set up, and you have a chance to be tortured by LBF.
That's right.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And as we mentioned, we lost a great American over the weekend with the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush, 94 years old, and like you said, what a run, huh?
Yeah, a good run. He had a really good time after his presidency. Remember, he went skydiving on his 80th birthday.
Yep.
He did it like every year until he couldn't anymore. And then, I mean, I don't know. He seemed, politics aside, he seemed like a very loving father and a great husband. And
his last words were, "I love you too," to George W.
Oh.
They were talking on the phone Friday. And he said, he said, "I love you, Dad," as they were saying goodbye. He said, "I love you, Dad," and he said, "I love you, too." And that was his, anybody knows, that's his last. You know, and what a run he had, because Hank and I were talking this morning. This guy knew so much stuff, that the kind of stuff that would keep you awake at night, because, wow, he was not only was a highly decorated pilot in the South Pacific in the Second World War, got shot down, and one of the things he would never talk about was that.
Yeah.
Because he lost his navigator and his bombardier in that thing.
Was rescued by a submarine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a chance encounter.
But this guy, he was the ambassador to China.
Yep.
He was the head of the CIA.
Yep.
That is really interesting.
Yes. Right. Yes, it is.
President, vice president.
And he was a congressman before any of this.
Congressman.
Yep.
Unbelievable. He may be the most, I don't know if decorated, but most worldly of all the presidents we've had in terms of the positions that he's held in government.
Yep.
Yeah. I still didn't know much about him except for what Dana Carvey did on Saturday Night Live, because I was kind of in high school when he was president. Yep. That's what I was paying attention to.
Exactly. And SNL aired a really nice tribute to George H.W. Bush, and they featured this great bit where he had a great sense of humor. He argued with Dana Carvey, who did the impressions, and here it is.
Friday night, former President George H.W. Bush passed away. He was 94 years old. Our thoughts and condolences go out to his and his family and friends.
That's right. President Bush was famously a very warm and gracious man who always understood the power in being able to laugh at yourself. So, take a look.
1,000 points of light still operating, coming in from all those areas. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Damn. George Bush here. I'm watching you do your impression of me, and I gotta say, it's nothing like me. Bears no resemblance. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think it's a fair impression.
Don't see it.
You don't?
It's totally exaggerated. It's not me. Those crazy hand gestures. The pointing thing, I don't do them. And also, na-ga-da, never said it. In all my years of government service, I never once said na-ga-da.
We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good morning, this is the Lauren Waddy Morning Show, and a little Christmas spirit here in the area.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From 105.7 WROR,
okay,
Boston's greatest hits.
The deal is, the holidays, got a lot of Christmas decorating done, all that sort of stuff
around
the house this weekend.
The house is looking good.
Okay, and so one thing I always do every year around Christmas time, and I know a lot of people do this maybe, went out and started grabbing, you know, picking up nuts to hang around so some people have something to snack on around the house. Do you do that?
I'm a more of a candy girl. I pick up a lot
girl.
Of candy.
You see ribbon candy anywhere. Pick some up.
I did. I picked up ribbon candy.
You did?
Ocean State Job Lot.
Oh.
Yep.
Good to know.
So I'm looking around for pistachios. I'm going to get, I always like to have a couple of bowls of pistachios around. So I thought, well, maybe I should get some of those red pistachios. Because I thought, okay, maybe, you know, there's a difference.
You know, Cordarrelle Patterson loves doing that in during the holidays.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yep.
So I'm looking around. I can't find any red pistachios. So I went in and I got a couple of bags of pistachios. And I said, well, I wonder what's up with red pistachios. So I looked it up.
Really?
And red pistachios, you can hardly find them anymore. And the reason is red pistachios were imported originally from the Middle East, and they were dyed red because they were inferior pistachios. And it covered up the imperfections in the pistachios.
Well, I'm going to wear them red more often then.
Wow.
So now you know. So buy the regular, you know, kind of greenish pistachios,
yeah,
and you've got the best
pistachios. I have a special pistachio bowl.
I do, too.
Yeah, right? And
yeah.
I feel so adult, like, having it. It's
a
so
real,
great.
Its own dedicated pistachio
well, it's
bowl.
Well, it's a bowl, and then underneath the bowl is a little bowl where you put your shells. And
yep.
it's so key. I love it.
You know, eating shelled pistachios is just not nearly as satisfying as taking one out of the shell and eating it.
Yeah, because then you can't cut the tips of your thumbs.
Right.
That's the best part of it. Love them pistachios for Christmas time. Okay, wow. What a sports weekend.
Hey, and a great defensive effort by those New England Patriots yesterday, and a big game from their unsung hero as they rolled to a 24-10 win over the Vikings at Gillette Stadium. Pats D picked off Kirk Cousins twice in the second half, and on the offensive side of the ball, fullback James Devlin ran for two touchdowns.
Great for him.
Actually, his second touchdown was only the third carry of the year for him at that point, and he had scored on all three carries. He did have four carries for 5 yards yesterday. Tom Brady, he threw for 311 yards and a touchdown pass to Josh Gordon. That tied Brady with Peyton Manning for the most in NFL history at 579, including the playoffs. And Bill Belichick won his 250th game as the Pats head coach. So, Pats are 9-3, in great position for a first-round bye, especially after Pittsburgh lost 33-30 to the Chargers last night. The highlight of yesterday's game, Bill Belichick telling Vikings star wide receiver Adam Thielen to go bleep yourself after Thielen started yakking at the Pats
great.
Bench.
That was great.
Pats are in Miami next Sunday at 1. Monday Night Football tonight, Washington at Philly. Packers fired their head coach of 12-plus years, Mike McCarthy.
That surprised me.
Coach of their only Super Bowl team. They lost 20-17 yesterday to Arizona. Bruins against the Panthers tomorrow night in Sunrise, Florida. Celts off until Thursday when they host the Knicks. Tip-off at 8 o'clock. Pre-game at 7:30 here on 105.7 WROR. Great game for Gordon Hayward off the bench in the Celts. 118-109 win over Minnesota. Saturday night, he pumped in 30 points. And the college football playoff is set. December 29th, top-ranked Alabama will face number 4 Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Second-ranked Clemson battles number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. The winners will clash in the national championship January 7th out in San Francisco at Levi's Stadium. That's a look at sports. I'm Hank Morse.
Thank you much, Hank. Coming up next, we got a bell buster for you this morning.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Russell's Garden Center. And Cheryl wanted to get her husband, Justin, and, you know, they have a busted dishwasher. So I'm going to call Justin back as the dishwasher helpline and not help very much and see if you catch any of the Backstreet Boys references.
This is Howie D. I'm the flow specialist here. Is water going in and is there water coming out of the, you know, the spinny thing that the water comes out of? The spinny thing.
The spinny thing?
Yeah, you know, the spinny thing that spins around with the water shoots out of it?
Yeah, there's water coming out. There's water everywhere. It's working.
Oh, okay. Technical term.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Merry Christmas! Santa's coming! Yay!
We're saying Merry Christmas with Boston's greatest hits.
Merry Christmas!
105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Cheryl. It's her husband Justin's birthday, and she wanted to get him with a Brian Bell Buster. And, well, their dishwasher has been broken. So I called as the dishwasher people to not help him at all.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Justin?
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. AJ McLean from the dishwasher helpline here.
Oh, thank you. I've been waiting for your call. I really appreciate you getting back to me.
Yeah, and it's now it's Justin with a J?
Yeah, Justin with a Justin, J.
Okay, good. And what seems to be the problem, Justin?
Well, you know, my dishwasher just, I mean, it's working, but it's not cleaning my dishes. They got, like, little spots on them, and, like, the plates have, I have to wipe them down again after I wash them. That's the issue.
Let me put you on hold real quick, and I'll get you with one of our specialists here, okay?
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, hold, please. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Justin.
Justin. Justin with a J?
Of course. Yes.
Justin, okay, just Justin. Okay, this is Howie D. I'm the flow specialist here.
Well, Howie, my dishwasher isn't cleaning my dishes. You know, it runs, but when I get my dishes, they have, like, little spots on them. It's just not clean. It's just not clean.
Okay. Well, I'm the flow specialist here, so my specialty is the water. So there is water going in, and is there water coming out of the... you know, the spinny thing that the water comes out of? The spinny thing.
The spinny thing?
Yeah, you know, the spinny thing that spins around with the water shoots out of it?
There's water coming out. There's water everywhere. It's working. I don't know what spinny thing you're talking about, but water's coming out.
Technical term, Justin. Yeah, the spinny thing. That's what we call it in the business. I'll have to hand you off to the next specialist because I'm the flow specialist. So if you're getting the water, that's good. So just hang on. I'm going to get you to another department that can help you out, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, hold, please. Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Justin.
Justin with a J.
Yes, Justin with a J. Yes.
Hi, Justin, this is Nick Carter. I'm the detergent dispenser engineer here.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I hear you're having a problem with the dishwasher. What seems to be the problem?
Yeah, Nick, as I told your other two people, my dishwasher just isn't cleaning my dishes. You know, it's working, the dishwasher itself is running, but afterwards the dishes are covered with spots and stripes and just not clean.
Okay. And you've already spoken with Howie, the flow specialist, right?
Yeah. It's not the water, is what Howie said.
Okay, good. Well, hey, I'm the detergent dispenser engineer. So, you know the little door on the soap? Does that seem to be opening?
Yeah, it opens, it closes. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to get you on with the next specialist to help you along with this problem. Hold, please. hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Justin.
Justin with a J.
Oh, my God.
Are you the same guy I just talked to? You sound exactly like him.
I know. This is Kevin Richardson.
Okay, Kevin. I'm struggling here. I don't know what's going on with my dishwasher, and you guys just keep sending me different people, so...
I'm in charge of all of the dishwasher racking problems.
Oh, okay.
What seems to be the problem, Justin?
Well, Kevin, the racking's, it's fine. The racks are great. It's just the cleaning's the issue, and your last couple guys just don't seem to know, so I'm hoping maybe you could help.
How do you load your dishwasher?
I mean, I put the cups on top and plates and dishes down below. That's
do you, now, on the bottom rack, when you put the dishes in, do you put them all in smallest to largest?
Smallest to largest? I just try to fit them all in. Sometimes it's like plain Tetris. You just gotta...
Okay, well, sometimes you don't want to overload it. Do you organize them by color?
No, I don't organize them by color. Okay. Why would I organize them by color?
Yeah, it just kind of looks nice. Have you ever tried washing, like, birthday cake off the... Does the birthday cake come off the dishes?
Birthday cake? What are you talking about, birthday cake? Any food should come off. Right now, the food comes off. It's just stained.
Are you going to be eating any birthday cake anytime soon?
No, I don't eat birthday cake. I'm not 5 years old, all right?
You know, Justin, Cheryl gave me a call.
What, my wife, Cheryl?
Yeah. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell Buster.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But
spinny thing, Brian? The spinny thing.
Technical term.
It's not. I knew right then, but I thought, oh my God.
Cheryl thought maybe messing with you about the busted dishwasher might be a fun way to say happy birthday.
You know what? This is so Cheryl. I always hear these. I never thought you'd get me. Oh my God.
Sorry I can't help you with your dishwasher, but.
Honestly, I wish you could because it's a mess.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Well, I won't forget this birthday. Thank you so much, Brian.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
So that time of the year, start breaking out, you know, all the holiday decorations for the home and everything like that. And then all of a sudden you start remembering all these holiday traditions that you and your family have. And perhaps some of them are a little bit strange. Now, do you your family have any strange ones?
My mother makes the cranberry bread for breakfast every Christmas morning because my sister wants it. It's not particularly good, just so you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not.
Your mom must be on vacation somewhere.
It's out of a box. I'm not being mean. It's not her. It's just my sister really likes it, and I'm always like, meh. But that's really the only traditional thing, although this year we're starting something weird and new. And we do the adults in the family, you do a grab.
Right.
So you get one person,
sure.
And you buy for them. Yep. Well, instead of my sister again suggested this, instead of buying for them, we're supposed to take something from our house that we think that person would like.
So re-gifting.
In a way, but like not necessarily something not even, in your like gift closet, but like something in your house, like something. So
it's more like giving your family crap you don't want anymore.
Exactly.
But no, the point is that like something that they would really like that you're willing to part with.
Well, that's how she sold it to you. But she's just trying to get rid of crap in her house.
Hey, listen, I have a bunch of stuff that your sister would probably love.
Yeah, that's true.
In my car.
And he's been hauling it around for months now.
Right. And I haven't driven for 3 months.
I don't know what I'm going to do because we got the people this weekend. And I'm like,
Hank's like Goodwill Santa.
I know. You could do that. You could just come to my house.
Your minivan sleigh full of crap nobody wants.
Now, do you have any weird, things that you do?
You know, I do put my sleigh out front, although my daughter hit it with the car the other day and kind of damaged it a little bit.
Accidentally?
It's been in the driveway since last Christmas. She had to move the car. But I put that. But every year, my mom used to, you know, we used to have an open house Christmas Eve, and she would always make chicken walnut salad sandwiches.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I love those. So Christmas Eve is the only day I will have chicken walnut salad sandwiches.
You'll have chicken salad sandwich, just no walnuts, right?
Just no walnuts, but for
only
Christmas
on
Eve,
Christmas Eve.
Only with the walnuts because
that's
I reserve
weird.
That, and I love it so much on Christmas Eve that I'm willing to sacrifice the other 364
days. That's amazing. How about you? You, Brian?
No.
You have nothing.
No, we're really. Pretty normal. Nothing weird.
Okay, now this sounds a little weird.
You've got a weird one, Lauren.
Yeah.
Does anybody else play Hide the Pickle?
I'm sorry, what?
Just on my birthday.
No, hide the Pickle.
Oh, my God.
Got a Christmas ornament. And it's, no, really, seriously, it's a pickle.
Okay.
It's a green pickle that's actually a Christmas ornament.
Yep.
And then what you do is when you're decorating the tree, you hide the pickle someplace on the tree. And then everybody else is supposed to spend the next few days trying to find the pickle.
It's like the Playboy bunny on the cover of Playboy.
Precisely. And, you know, since the pickle's green.
Not as good a prize, though.
since the pickle's green and the tree's green, at least at the beginning, it really blends in, and it's hard to find out. The rules are you can't move anything else around. You can't move any of the ornaments to kind of look, because sometimes the pickle can be hiding behind another ornament.
Oh, okay.
So,
So what happens if you find the pickle?
Nothing, no big deal. It's just the pride of being the person that found the pickle.
We have a pickle on our tree, but the person who finds the pickle gets an extra present.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to his house.
That's,
I got to give a shout out to Gene Callinan, our good friend and listener. About 40 years ago. The fruitcake.
Yes.
Somebody bought a fruitcake and gave it as a gift.
Yep.
It was never opened over the last 35 or 40 years, and someone in the family would get it as a Christmas gift every single year.
Well, they keep passing it around.
They keep passing it around.
Yeah.
And it's never been opened. And unfortunately, Jeannie's mom, who was a really sweet lady, she just passed away probably in the last couple months, and she was buried with the fruitcake.
No.
Oh,
get
my God.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Now that is amazing.
Yeah, they wrote about it in the Globe.
Yeah. Hey, Gene. Gene's online from Franklin. You got any weird stuff, Gene?
Oh, I sure do.
What's yours?
Um, well, What we do is that during the year when we play cards, we put a jar in the middle of the table, and if we swear, we have to put 25 cents in the jar.
Wow.
And so then
how big of a jar are we talking, Gene?
You got like a barrel going now? Or
how big of a bleeping jar is this?
Yeah, that's right.
Believe me, we get a lot of money. So then by the end of the year, everybody at the table plays a game of like Scrabble where we pick the pieces out of a bag, and it's the first person who spells a swear word wins the jar.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, that's
good.
You guys are a bunch of, you know,
foul
mouths, potty mouths.
You know what?
when you're playing cards,
I know.
I thought you were going to say, you know, and at the end of the year, you donated it to charity or
but
something.
No!
But no,
that's
Jeff.
Okay. Hey, Gene, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Okay, so, Mary, what's your weird tradition?
Oh, hi. Not such a wacky tradition, but ever since our son was five, he got to choose the Christmas tree. Now he's 21 and away at college. I just go to the lot and take a photo, and he chooses one, and that's our Christmas tree.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You don't just FaceTime him from the Christmas tree lot?
Exactly. And then we did the same thing with a turkey. So I go into the store, and I choose turkeys, and he chooses A, B, or C or whatever, and sends me a text, and that's our turkey.
That's
fantastic. Hey, happy holidays.
Hey, same to you.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ethos is awakened from a sound sleep by Effie when we hear...
Ethos!
What?
Wake up!
What is it?
I heard a noise downstairs.
Oh, that's probably nothing.
Oh, no. There's burglars in the kitchen, and I think they're eating that tuna fish casserole I made last night.
Oh, they are they?
Yeah.
Well, that'll teach them.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren Waddy Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, coming up next, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, a very interesting report for you.
Of all the rotten luck, a marriage proposal gone totally wrong.
Oh.
Don't let this happen to you.
Excellent.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So don't let this happen to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Get a load
this
of
is like,
get a load of
of
this.
All the rotten luck. I can't even believe it. So... this guy tries to propose to his girlfriend in Times Square on Friday. It's okay. So he's walking down the street in Times Square.
Yeah.
And it's Friday and it's busy.
Yeah.
And he gets down on one knee. Gross, by the way. Have you been to Times Square?
Yeah, you've been to Times Square. For God's sake, what are you thinking?
Goes down on one knee.
Yeah, really.
Fumbles the ring and it falls through the sewer gate.
Oh,
oh, my God.
I mean, if you're proposing over a sewer grate anyway...
Okay, yeah, you don't want to marry that guy.
Stupid.
He's dumb.
I mean...
So then they asked the police to help them find the ring, but they couldn't spot it. So the couple left. And then the next day... and this is where NYPD is the finest.
Now, this really shocked me.
I mean, they went back in and managed to find the ring deep down in some mud, but they didn't have the couple's information. Oh, my God. This is like... they went to social media and tweeted a video of the botched proposal, and then it worked. And apparently, they didn't give their last name. It's like Danielle and... Doofus. Yeah. Yes.
Danielle and Doofus.
So they got the ring back. The police cleaned it. It's crazy.
The amazing thing is the police... this is the wonder of social media. The police found them because they live in London.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that go wrong, but I think the biggest takeaway here is never propose over a sewer grate in Times Square.
Okay. You know, that's kind of like life's lesson right there. You know you're right about
that. I mean, just make sure that the ground has no holes in it if you're going to propose.
That's like...
I mean, easy.
That's like proposing in a canoe.
Right.
I mean, that's stupid, too.
Right. Like, at the beach or something.
Yeah, right.
You're better off proposing next to the naked cowboy.
Yeah, probably. That would have been memorable anyway.
Right. true.
But anyway, wow. So that's what happened. And it's a good news, little Christmas miracle.
Thank you very much. Now, coming up next on the
marriage is doomed, however. That's whatever.
Of course it is. Well, you know Doris and Doofus, you know, forever. Hank's going to check the traffic. But first, coming up next, we have the Dirty Laundry.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You won't believe. Yeah. What Dolly Parton's 76-year-old husband wants to do to Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, now, Hank, what's happening out there?
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, right to your dirty laundry.
Okay, this is brought to you by Russell's Garden Center. Okay, Ariana Grande broke the internet, the most influential movie of all time. But first, what does Dolly Parton's husband want to do with Jennifer Aniston? Well, let's listen to Dolly tell Jimmy Fallon all about it.
I love her to death. My husband is crazy about her.
Really?
Yes. And he was more excited that I was going to do a movie with her than he was that I got the chance to write all this music. See, I think he kind of fantasizes like a threesome with us.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Hey,
girl,
what
a
No, but I'm serious, he does. And I think, he can't even get it out to pee, much less get it out to pee.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Wow.
So there's that. I just want to mention, that we're giving away an awesome gift certificate, $100, Elizabeth Grady gift certificate to the 15th caller, 617-931-1057.
Okay, great.
Dolly was on Jimmy Fallon, by the way, to promote the new Netflix movie called Dumplin'. It's on December 7th.
And that's the one Jennifer Aniston's in,
but
right?
Really, okay. What's awesome is that the soundtrack that goes with it is Dolly's hits, but then with, like, you know, Jennifer Aniston sings on one, Macy Gray sings on another. It's really cool. Elle King. So the movie looks really good. It's about Jennifer Aniston is a pageant mom, and her heavyset daughter decides to do the pageants, and it's and then there's a drag bar down the street with a lot of people dressed up like Dolly Parton. It sounds fabulous.
Okay,
that's all
okay.
My favorite
things.
It sounds
things. Funny.
Chubby people, Dolly Parton, and drag queens.
Sounds perfect for Dolly's husband.
Okay, Ariana Grande, she broke the internet because I love this song, by the way. Have you heard Thank You Next? Excellent song. It had the new video had 47 million views in the first 24 hours, which is a YouTube record.
Cow.
And the video is great because it takes like 13 going on 30 and Mean Girls and, you know, it's all these 80s and 90s movies. And it does this whole thing. And the song, I'm actually quite addicted to. I listened to it probably 100 times this weekend. Just FYI, everybody. I'm so cool. And then finally, the most influential movie ever. Any guesses?
Ever.
Gone with the Wind.
No, but that's a good
close.
One.
That's a
same
good
year.
Guess. That's a good
one. Oh, wow.
I would say.
Oh, you knew that.
I
that's
do.
Pretty good.
Citizen Kane.
Oh, no. Nope. But close.
Not 9.5 weeks.
That is pretty influential.
It is
very influential, yes.
Pass the ice cubes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I never open the fridge without thinking of it. Anyway, The Wizard of Oz is the most influential movie of all time.
Said who?
Said this
Everybody.
Survey, this new study that looked at 47,000 movies.
Wow, okay.
So they did their research.
Talk about your binge watching.
Exactly.
Man, like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR. Okay. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let the excitement begin, because we have a player standing by online right now, and his name is Kenny Gurney. Kenny is from Plymouth, Massachusetts, and he believes he has what it takes to play and win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Morning, Kenny. How you doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, what's going to be happening in the next 60 seconds or so with you, Kenny, is LBF, the the maid of mysteries and magical questions, is going to ask you these 10, what I think are pretty difficult questions. And then your job is to give us the correct answer to each one of these 10 questions. And remember, you say pass at any time. And if you have saved enough time at the end, and we'll come back and pick up the questions. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. You feel good about it?
I feel good.
Okay.
I want to dedicate this quiz to Mark Bracken, who last night told me that my questions are too hard, and he's angry.
Wow.
So, anyway, I think these are fair.
Okay.
Okay.
I've reviewed the question, and difficult but fair.
Yeah, well, you know, it's $1,000. This shouldn't be easy.
I know, it's $1,000 in cash.
If you lose, you're going to be psyched.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
How many nights is Hanukkah celebrated?
Eight.
Finish this slogan. Maybe she's born with it, maybe it's...
Maybelline.
If you check the time on Big Ben, what city would you be in?
London.
What kind of animal is a gnu?
Pass.
The quote, this one time at band camp came from what movie?
American Pie.
What was George H.W. Bush's wife's name?
Barbara.
What does the R in CPR stand for?
Resuscitation.
What television medical drama did George Clooney star in ER?
He was on ER. What was the question?
I just gave that away. This future king rose to power after defeating Goliath with a rock and a sling.
David.
What was the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Pass.
What kind of animal is a gnu?
A reptile.
What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Oh man!
You were good, and
strong,
I gave away
strong,
an
strong.
Answer.
I mean, really strong. There. Eight correct, then you missed two of them. So
and
that's
you know what? That was my thing. I just gave a question away because I felt very generous.
It's the
on
season
this
of giving.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
but you know what?
Oh.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Like really awesome. A gnu, and it's spelled GNU, is an antelope. It's a type of antelope. The largest island in the Mediterranean Sea is Sicily. But, like...
Sicily. Oh, my wife's going to kill me.
Uh-oh. Was she Sicilian?
Yes.
She's going to have you killed.
Yeah. Okay. Which jail is she in?
No. Come on.
Okay, now here's the deal. You didn't win the $1,000 in Century Bank, but I think you're going to be really psyched about what you did win. I mean, you're going to have to protect these tickets with your wife. I think your wife's going to be psyched. Yeah, your wife's going to be really psyched. A pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman perform songs from Broadway and film with a live orchestra June 27th at The Garden. Tickets are on sale as of Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and you can visit WRR.com for full details.
Oh, this is a new production.
It's going to be so good. He's going to sing all the songs from, like, The Greatest Showman, and he's going to do a lot of his Broadway stuff. It's going to be the best thing ever. I wish you would take me.
That's probably what I would have spent $1,000 on.
Oh, good. See, it's all working out.
See, it all works out for everybody. Hey, congratulations.
Great
thank
job,
you very much.
By the
enjoy
way.
The show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Anybody else? You want to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds? You got to register yourself. To qualify, simply log on to WRR.com. You know, and maybe you got what it takes. Now, in the meantime, coming up next, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program.
Why Hanukkah needs a new marketing campaign. My personal story.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
This is Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Good morning. It's Monday. Hanukkah began at sundown last night, and you went to a Hanukkah.
Yeah, it was really fun. I went to a Hanukkah party, and it was great. But I was bringing some things, you know, to the party, and I went everywhere looking for Hanukkah stuff. Like, you know, like ribbons or, you know, just stuff like gelt or anything that's blue and white that says Happy Hanukkah, dreidels. You couldn't find anything anywhere. It was crazy. And there was Christmas stuff everywhere.
There's been Christmas stuff out since September.
Yeah, but you can't find anything for Hanukkah. And I'm like, you know what? That's not cool. And it needs to be marketed better.
Well, there's a Christmas tree shop. Maybe there needs to be a menorah store.
No, but I mean, just a little something. I mean, there was nothing. I went to all these places that would normally have this.
What they need is a central committee to kind of organize
things. We need to really commercialize Hanukkah more than ever before. That's what I'm saying.
Well, first of all, they got to make a decision. How are you going to spell it?
Well, no, Lucy's got the greatest idea because I said we were going to a Hanukkah party, and she's like, "We're going to a Funica party." I'm like, "Funica, we're putting the fun
okay,
in Hanukkah."
Okay, that's good.
Now.
That's Funica.
But I think they might need a song, maybe something that's like a little bit like I don't know.
I mean, Adam Sandler's done his best over the years.
Yeah, but we need a little bit.
But you know, the Hanukkah song is hard to dance to. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Okay, but this might do it. See what you think about this.
The Weezer version?
Oh, I love that version.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights, but Christmas ain't the only holiday in this nation. We're partying for 8 fun nights. The menorah is the centerpiece of our celebration.
It's informative.
Very informative.
We light a candle every day, and Dad's reading some long-forgotten words of ancient Maccabee.
Maccabee!
That's good.
Goyim's get gifts on just one day. Lucky boy, 8 nights of gifts for you.
Here's the hook.
This is good.
That's good. That's good.
It's a start.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. We'll start with that, and then we'll go big next year. Okay.
So many different things they could do. They could hire like maybe a big hit singer for the mid '80s to sing a song too, and it could be called the album would be Chaka Konica Sings for Hanukkah.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be a big one too.
Chaka Hanukkah. Chaka Hanukkah.
Okay. Baby, please come home. That's you too. The Lorna Wadi Morning Show, 105.7 WRR. And apparently, perverts are everywhere. I've been thinking about this all weekend because Friday, Starbucks made a major announcement that they're going to be able to filter out any porno, and people will no longer be able to sit in Starbucks and watch porno online.
Oh man!
And I'm thinking, man, when you got to do resort to that, that's. I mean, like, who sits around Starbucks and watches porno?
Well, the thing is that when I worked downtown, and I would go to Downtown Crossing for my lunch break, and I would go to the bookstore down there. And I just believe that everybody's a perv because when I walk in there and at the back, with the magazines, there would be grown men in like suits standing there reading like Penthouse and Hustler right out in the open, like right there out in the open. Didn't even care that I was there. I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to share the planet with you disgusting people.
Wow.
So I didn't like it. So I'm not surprised people are watching it because there are no more bookstores anymore, and now they have things on their phones.
They feel free to just open up porn any place, huh?
It's really distressing.
Okay. You never know,
Well, I was flying home from Paris with my kids. They were like 12 and 13, 13, 14. There was about a 15-year-old boy the next row, diagonally across from us to the left, and he had Penthouse magazine open. Now, he's traveling with his sisters, who are 18 and 20, and his mother.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Yeah. And I'm like, who lets their kid do that, number one? Number two, he's in the middle of a airplane with 350 people on it.
Yeah.
So I tapped him on the shoulder. I go, hey, put that away. So he gives me a dirty look and like looks away. I tapped him again. Hey, no. I have daughters right here. I go, put it away.
Did he put it away?
Yes, he did.
He put it away.
Thankfully. He gave me a couple of dirty looks.
What about the magazine?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
I see what you did.
105.7
WRR. I think
you did. Disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll be at Starbucks if you need me.
Hey, Bellbuster is coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.